Welcome to Heartbeat. I'm going to share with you a story of a saint today, but it's not the saint that we're going to focus on. It is his story, but how the Spirit leads us, how God works things out for good, how God is always working in our life, and until his purpose occurs, for what he desires for us, it doesn't finish. It's not complete till, the word goes out, goes forth, and doesn't return void. It only returns once it's been completed. Because God's put a word over all of our lives. And it was shown to me very much by reading this story of this saint. Now, not every day, but a lot of days, I actually go to my Papal Laudette app on my phone, and it lists the saint of the day, the readings of the day, the order of the Mass, or has a whole realm of things, prayers and lots of other things I can look at. But I often look at those to see who is the saint of the day, and there's often lots. There's not just necessarily one. Which is amazing because there's so many people that have followed the Lord, and it's very encouraging. And then there's, the parts of the Mass, or there might be a scripture reading. I want to read what are the readings of the day. I want to meditate upon them. I often even just looking at the responsorial psalm, I sort of meditate sometimes upon this. But today, this day, I start reading about this saint, and I'd never heard of him. Saint Camillus of Lellis. And I might not be pronouncing it quite correctly, but that's okay. So I started looking up about him. And they always have a bit of a story about this saint when you look up in the app. And I'll read to you. But as I read to you, I want to share with you how God, the Holy Spirit, was working in his life the whole way through. And this will be encouraging that God, the Holy Spirit, does it for us as well. So Saint Camillus was the son of a military officer who had served in Naples and France. His mother died when he was very young. He spent his youth as a soldier, fighting for the Venetians against the Turks, and then for Naples. He was reported as a large individual, perhaps as tall as 6'6". That's tall. And powerfully built, so you can see him as a powerfully built man, a great soldier in that means, because they often did a lot of hand battles. But he suffered all his life from abscesses on his feet. Now, if you're a soldier and generally they're walking everywhere, can you imagine these abscesses, these sores, irritating on your feet? And they wouldn't have had the band-aids like we have nowadays, that he would have tried to fix it somehow and put ointment on it. But how that would have just been irritating, painful, the whole day, every day, on him. And it just states that he had abscesses, but it doesn't state if they got healed or whatever happened. But he had this affliction that he had to, I guess, put up with. But he also had a gambling addiction. And he lost so much that he had to take a job working construction on a building site. So this sinful nature of his, where he had an addiction to gambling, so he's wasting all his money. I think this is probably when he had stopped being a soldier, or maybe the war was over, or not as much. I don't know. It doesn't state anything. But because of this problem, he then has to get a second job to, get more money to pay for his debts, I guess, but also, I guess, to have more money so he can gamble more. And so he gets a job on a building site. Now, the Holy Spirit works in this. Because of his problem, he is compelled to go and try and fix it. So he gets a job on the building site, but the building site belongs to the Capuchins, and they convert him to come and know the Lord. See the hand of God in his life. using what was not necessarily good, but turned it for good. What does it say in Romans 8:28? All things work for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Now, he didn't love God yet, but God loved him. And God had called him and has a purpose for his life. So he starts steering him, drawing him to God, to God's purpose. Now, he might not have seen this, but I'm reading his story and I can see the hand of God on him in his life. So now he has a conversion experience. He's converted to follow the Lord. And what I find interesting is this scripture in Romans 8, and the title of the Romans 8 chapter in my Bible says life in the Spirit. How amazing is God? We have life in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit available to us. Look what can be done. So have heart, take heart, because he does it with you in your life as well. So he's decided to enter the Capuchin novitiate. Three times he tries, but he has a nagging leg injury. Doesn't tell us if the leg injury was from being a military officer or from the abscesses on his feet. I wouldn't be surprised if it's all connected. So he has this nagging leg injury, and three times he tries to join the Capuchin order. What? You know, you've converted, you've come to know these monks, and three times, because of just stuff in my life, because of my frail body, I can't do what he thinks he's supposed to do. But wait, the hand of God is upon him. And he's each time forced to give it up, each time, you know, rejected or said, go get healthy, because they didn't want to have someone who wasn't healthy in their order, because then they have to start looking after them. But they're not being mean, they're probably looking at caring for him and his, you know, condition as well. So because of that, he went to Rome, Italy, for medical treatment. And then in Italy, he met Saint Philip Neri, another great man, another saint. Now, he wasn't a saint back then, but he's a saint now. And he met this saintly man, and this saintly man became his priest and confessor. Because of his injury, because he got rejected, he moved to Rome, Italy, and he met this man, the hand of God, moving in his life. He moved into the San Germano Hospital for the Incurable and eventually became its administrator. He lacked education, so he began to study with the children there. Again, the hand of God moving in his life, putting him into now an administrator of a hospital because he cared for people. He started getting training and education and more knowledge of our God. And so at 32 years of age, he starts getting the education and studying with children. And then he became a priest. But the priest that he was going to become, he was going to become a Capuchin monk. No, he founded an order. And the order was the Congregation of the Servants of the Sick. Because of where he was in this hospital, looking after or administrating to the hospital where the people were suffering with incurable diseases, he then started an order to care for them. The hand of God moving in his life for his purpose. The name was called the Fathers of the Good Death, meaning he could be there and help people to live a good life now, but to die well and have a great life after because of what God, Jesus, presents to us. The order grew, and it grew in several different countries. And Camillus honored the sick as living images of Christ. Wow. You know, Mother Teresa did that, showed us that. And he hoped that the service he gave them did penance for his wayward youth. So his focus now was on caring for those, because this was Christ. As we know, we are all sons and daughters of Christ. And he saw that and he loved them. And he said, I will do this work, Lord, not because of, just because of, maybe he said, a wayward youth, you know, his addictions and his other things that he had. Because God had called him and he loved his God. You see, the Holy Spirit working out a purpose and his purpose for himself. All things work for good. So all these problems, all these rejections in his life worked in the end for good, to where he was meant to be, what he was supposed to be doing. So I want to encourage you that that can happen to you too, that God is working in your life, that if you didn't get the promotion that you wanted, there may be a purpose in that. If, you know, you're struggling, you've got a disease, maybe you've got incurable cancer, God has a purpose for that in your life. The Holy Spirit is actioning and working in us all of the time, our whole life, 24/7. So be encouraged. Don't look at it as problems. Look at it, Lord, you have your hand upon my life. I give you my life. Come and work with me. Show me my purpose and my plan. Put in me the dreams and desires that you have for me. And you will be happy and content, because all things work for good. I hope this encourages you where you are in your life. Thanks for listening.